Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and we've been talking about musicians with hairstyles that attract attention. This Washington State-based band, The Lonely Forest, has just joined me in the studio, and I'm going to be honest with you here. They're not going to stop traffic with their hairdos. Sure, there's a beard here and a little shaggy curl there, but nothing that would look out of place in the office of, say, an offbeat nonprofit organization. But The Lonely Forest is attracting attention for the catchy songs on their latest album called Arrows. And they're here to play some songs from that record for us. This is the first single from the disc. It's called Turn Off This Song and Go Outside. Here's The Lonely Forest, live on Soundcheck.
And welcome to Martin's all miserable excuse to tell the world of all the pain I've caused. Hope you don't forget these songs. And though I'm young, life's been short, I'm only 21. I feel as if we can lay on some of these words I've written down. Turn off the song, find someone to love. Turn off the song, you can listen to it later. And go outside. Someone to love, turn off this song, you can listen to it later.
That is the band The Lonely Forest, live on Soundcheck. The song's called Turn Off This Song and Go Outside, and it appears on their new album called Arrows. The members of Lonely Forest include John Van Dusen singing and playing the guitar, Braden Kruger singing backup and playing the drums, Eric Sturgeon playing the bass, and Tony Ruland also playing guitar. The guys are joining me here in the Soundcheck studio today. Tomorrow, they'll be playing at Webster Hall on April 29th, supporting the Joy Formidable. And, guys, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
John, did it occur to you that there might be circumstances like today where a title like Turn Off This Song and Go Outside would be an irresponsible thing to suggest to people?
Yeah, you know, it sounds like terrible, terrible advice.
It's just, you know, it's like apocalyptic out there this afternoon.
So. Truly. It feels like home.
Feels like home, right. So the Pacific Northwest, I mean, how important, Eric, is where you guys live to the sound that the Lonely Forest makes?
Oh, it's extremely important. I think it's really influenced everything that that is the Lonely Forest and how we sound.
Do you guys, you live in a town, Anacortes?
We do, Anacortes. It's about an hour and a half north of Seattle. Mm-hmm. It's technically an island. You can get there by a bridge, though.
And is it a heavily forested island?
You know, it used to be more so. There's been a lot of development, but we still are blessed with a fair amount of forest lands and really pretty sort of marshy areas and lakes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a small town.
Yeah, it's about
a small island. I mean, what kind of music scene is there?
There's actually a really, really wonderful scene, music scene in Anacortes. A lot of artists, some people may have heard, and others you wouldn't have. But actually, growing up there, we saw a lot of really good bands play. So, and it's a small place. I mean, we've got about 15, 16,000 people. So,
but enough to support kind of a thriving music scene.
Oh, definitely.
Very much.
It seems like all the right pieces came together, at least as an artistic community. There's a lot of diversity and, I don't know, good art.
The album Arrows is your first record with the Trance label, which is the label that Chris Walla from the band Death Cab for Cutie has formed, another Pacific Northwestern band.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I guess he heard something in the Lonely Forest that maybe sounded, I mean, it's his first signing for this new label. So he was sort of making a statement signing you guys and putting this record out. What do you think he was saying?
I don't know. I think he just enjoyed our music, and he's been wanting to start a label for a while. He said some nice things about us. I mean, I think we're pretty straightforward, and there's no real gimmicks.
There's no, like, regional, you know, it's like, wave the flag for the Pacific Northwest here.
Oh, well, I mean, a little bit. We love where we live for sure, but I mean, I think it's more about the music and, we just, for whatever reason, here we liked it. So.
The album's called Arrows. It's the latest from the band Lonely Forest. Let's hear another song.
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool. We'll hear We Sing in Time. Again, the band is playing tomorrow night at Webster Hall, supporting the Joy Formidable, but playing for us in the Soundcheck studio today. It's The Lonely Forest and a song called We Sing in Time.
And oh, in time the trees die and light will fade, but I hope for a new breath, a new life to take me away. Time, the trees
That, once again, is The Lonely Forest, live on Soundcheck with a song called We Sing in Time from their album called Arrows, which is out now on the new Trance record label. The band's playing for us today. Tomorrow they're at Webster Hall. They've got another song for us called I Am the Love Addict. So why don't we go straight to that? Once again, The Lonely Forest, live on Soundcheck. Once again, The Lonely Forest, live on Soundcheck with I Am the Love Addict. That's from their new album called Arrows, but that, of course, a live performance in the studio. John Van Dusen, Braden Kruger, Eric Sturgeon, and Tony Ruland are The Lonely Forest. And, John, I know you guys love where you live in Anacortes, Washington. You listen to the record, and, you know, a lot of the songs are about loving where you are, not wanting to live in the big city, etc. But you're touring all over the place. You live on this little island in the extreme northwest corner of the continental United States.
Totally.
I mean, practically, can you continue to stay there?
I think so. I mean, I'm probably going to move north to Canada, but I think the other guys plan on staying in Anacortes.
Yeah, right. As long as it makes sense. I mean, maybe spend some time in Seattle, and we're obviously in big cities more often than not anyways.
Well, here you are in New York, and great to have you here in our New York studio. Thanks for playing for us today.
Of course, thank you so much.
That'll do it for today's show. On our next program, From We to Me, we explore how pop has become increasingly narcissistic. Plus, the young guitarist Julian Lage has been on the jazz scene for more than a decade, and he's only 23. He joins us live in the Soundcheck studio. And check out past interviews and live performances and videos of live performances, and subscribe to our podcast. Go to the Soundcheck page at wnyc.org/soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our program produced by Katie McPherson and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer, and we had help today from Tiffany Kamhai and Ernie Indradat. I'm John Schaefer.